Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, what's the story?
Boy meets beer. Boy drinks beer. Boy gets another beer. Evening, everybody.
No.
What's shaking, Mr. Peterson?
What isn't? Afternoon, everybody.
No.
Hey, Norm, how's the world been treating you?
Like a baby treats a diaper. Afternoon, everybody. Norm! Norman. How you feeling today, Norm? Rich and thirsty. Pour me a beer. Evening, everybody.
What's the latest, Mr. Peterson?
Zsa Zsa marries a millionaire. Peterson drinks a beer. Film at 11. Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How are you today, Mr. Peterson?
Never been better, Woody. If just once, I'd like to be better. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, what do you say to a cold one?
See you later, Vera. I'll be at Cheers. Evening, everybody.
Norman?
Well, look at you. You look like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Give me a beer to wash him down.
I found out about this place through a guy who has helped me plan my life here in Boston. A good friend and my financial advisor, Mr. Norm Peterson.
Hi.
Are you hungry?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Sad. Very sad.
I feel bad. I really do.
Well, we grew up on that show. And that's something that we enjoyed watching. I know we enjoyed watching it, but did you ever?
Nope. Haven't ever even seen an episode.
Wow. We really should do that here at Cheers Weekend. Maybe we should do that this weekend. Cheers Constant.
Cheers-a-thon.
Cheers-a-thon.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that.
How many seasons are there?
Oh, only 11.
Oh.
It's fine. We got that. We could do 11 seasons.
Oh, I would drink a lot.
Well, then there you go.
Is it a go?
I won't be here this weekend.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to my buddy's house in the woods.
Oh, wow. Oh, is this where you were just going to sit out on the porch and drink and
sit outside and
Are you gonna shoot varmints?
I'm gonna shoot a coyote.
Oh my. I don't know if I like that. Like Wile E. Coyote?
Like a nanny? Did you ever actually see a real coyote?
I have.
They are
in the wild? No.
They are nasty.
You know they have like long snouts?
Yeah. They're skinny and they're mean and
So you're telling me you're shooting coyotes.
I don't think you'd have it in you. I think you would feel too bad.
Me?
Yeah.
You don't know me.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think I could shoot. I can't shoot an animal. I can't. I can't shoot an animal. I get mad when I hear people saying they shoot groundhogs.
I'm a big hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to say you better prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Ding.
Yeah.
I have my camo.
I'm not hitting the button. She's gonna explain it.
Yeah.
You have your camo. What do you shoot?
I went to the store to buy some camo pants, and I couldn't find any.
All right, well, that's the start of our It's Bad Joke Day or Dad Joke Day. Or And we're going to do sitcoms. We're going to talk about like sitcoms a little bit. And maybe we could just incorporate bad jokes through the whole thing.
Just throw them in from time to time.
Right, do you have any?
I have none.
All right, well, that's okay.
But you guys have enough for the both of us.
You could be our... If they're bad and you don't laugh, then...
Then you bad know it's wins. Really bad.
If they're good and you do laugh, maybe it's all about
the delivery.
The word delivery, yeah. You have to, like your face right now, you could deliver a good one because it's a serious looking face. Anyway, we did lose George Wendt, and I really liked, he was, do you know, I got some facts about George Wendt that I was thinking today on my way home. Do you know who his nephew is?
In real life? Or
in real life.
No.
Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
That's his real-life nephew. Jason Sudeikis, for those who don't know, was from Ted Lasso.
Oh.
That's his uncle. Yeah. I got more stupid facts. So, did you watch Ted Lasso?
No.
No.
No,
I know you said you started it.
Yeah, I watched like an episode or two.
So, I guess this really won't matter in here, but I'm going to say it anyway. So in the final episode of, and it won't, if you haven't watched it, which you guys didn't, in the final episode of Ted Lasso, May, who owns the, I think it's called Crown and Anchor, it's the bar across the street from the stadium, she actually goes over and fixes, makes it like you would do, if there's a picture that's a little crooked.
Oh, yeah.
She makes it straight again. And the picture is of Geronimo. Now, I don't know if you remember in Cheers... The very last scene, Ted Danson goes over and fixes the same exact picture of Geronimo. How crazy is that? That was a little shot for, you know, a little Cheers.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, pretty neat. But do you know where that Geronimo picture came from Cheers?
Nope.
This is what people are going to listen to. This is the stupid facts they're going to like. They're like, I can't believe that that's what happened. So, Geronimo, the actual picture was in Coach's, the guy who died. Remember Coach?
Mm-hmm.
He died like in early seasons. He had that Geronimo picture inside his dressing room. And he left it in there. But when he died, they actually took the same picture out of the dressing room and put it on set and used it in every episode just as a remembrance of him. Pretty neat.
Fun fact.
So, they fixed the crooked Geronimo. I do have a Geronimo picture coming. It should be here by the weekend. Just so you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just find a little... I would like to have it in here. I like a little Easter eggs in here.
This is why there are so many things that you don't know.
Yeah.
Because your mind is so full of useless
things. It's all useless. Yeah. I don't have any place to put any knowledge. What do they call that? Random access memory? Isn't that like a computer thing?
Well, you have a lot of it.
I do. Stupid things. I just saw one today. And here's another dumb thing. So I was watching Batman versus Superman while I was just relaxing when I came home. And what's his name? Eisenberg, who plays... this is all going to be me. I have apparently this is going to be my whole thing. So you guys nod your heads. So apparently Eisenberg, Jesse Eisenberg, is that his name? I don't know. He plays Lex Luthor in it. He has, and I didn't know this until today... He has, when he gets arrested at the end of the movie, on his prison garb, he has his number. And the prison guard, the number is 16, I'm going to say dash, it's usually TAC, 16-TK421. Now, TK421 is an Easter egg, because in Star Wars...
Good call.
Well, let me just... I'm yep. almost done.
Okay, you're almost
I'm
done.
Almost done. So TK421 in Star Wars was Han Solo in the original, when Han Solo, they were calling him saying, TK421, why are you not at your post? TK421, why are you not at your post? So another Easter egg right there.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I'm going to use that.
Moving on. I did give the bell its own microphone.
I usually know it's time when I start like daydreaming off.
Yeah.
Dozing off.
It's but TK421.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's you know fun. Where I'll be this weekend?
Where are you going to be?
Adler Brewing Company.
Oh, you're working this weekend.
I am.
Where's Adler Brewing Company?
Hampton Boulevard.
We're here. We're going to enjoy it. I'm actually going to have a few drinks tonight. How about you? One, two?
Probably one.
Yeah. Dean?
I might, too.
Okay. Why not? I'm not charging you.
Oh, well then. Unlimited.
That's good. Anyway, bad jokes. Sitcoms. So, Cheers. I started with Cheers. Why don't you go with your first bad joke?
Well, one of the things that you mentioned, who's the old guy?
The old guy from Coach.
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach. You remember he wore suspenders?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Why?
To hold his pants up.
No, she's not laughing.
I'm gonna make her laugh.
Every time she laughs, she's got to take a drink. Oh, that's like that show. You have to drink every time you laugh.
I think that one went right over my head.
Okay.
Okay. Give me another one, Dean.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Things you could say. Things a dentist can say, but not a gynecologist.
Ooh.
Open wide.
Oh my God, that's true. That's on there. I got a laugh. Or did you get a laugh? I got to get my glasses.
No, Dean got a laugh. That was a good one.
Okay.
So things a dentist can say that a gynecologist can't say. Right. Put your tongue back in.
Oh my. Oh, that's terrible. I don't want to say that. I'm just going to laugh at him for a bit. I've never seen so much dirt in one cavity before.
Oh, my God.
Open wide, you might feel a little pressure.
Oof.
There's a smile brewing. The one in the front looks like you've kept it clean, but the one behind it needs a little drilled and filled. Okay.
Okay. That deserves a ding.
All right, moving on. Okay, how do you make holy water?
How?
You boil the hell out of it. Ding. I get one.
That was
maybe
good.
It was a delivery. Was it the delivery?
I don't know. I liked that one, though. I might have to use that.
Okay. Dean, what do you got?
How do you spot the blind guy at the nude beach? It's not hard. Come on.
Why should you never throw Grandpa's false teeth at a vehicle? You might denture a car.
Oh, my God. That one does not get a laugh.
I just did that instead. Okay. What do you got? You got one? All right. I'll keep going. Let's see. This is just a statement. You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need one to go skydiving twice. That's a true statement.
Read it again.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You just need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nothing. Okay.
Yeah, these are kind of a flop.
That's why it's called bad jokes. Mm-hmm. These are like dad jokes.
You have a lot of those.
What do you call a dog who meditates? A werewolf. A werewolf. I'm winning.
Do you know what the grape said when it got stepped on?
Yes.
What?
Nothing. Just let out a little wine.
Oh, I like that.
Which vegetable has the best kung fu? I'm not going to say it in my Japanese voice. Okay.
What is it?
Which vegetable has the best kung fu?
Karate.
No. Okay. Broccoli. Broccoli.
Oh.
No.
Bad.
Thank you. Thank you. They all liked it.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
So stupid. I don't know.
Because the P is silent.
I think I heard that somewhere.
I got that one.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Well, you better start drinking what?
Ground beef.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't like that one.
Okay, I'll start drinking.
I gave my handyman a to-do list, but he only did jobs 1, 3, and 5. Turns out he only did odd jobs. Okay, moving on.
Nope.
Okay, this is... All right.
You know it's good if you're laughing.
I'm laughing at it already. What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
I don't know.
Lady Baba.
That's bad.
I have like three. Lady Baba. Lady Baba. Baba.
Do you know what you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
Gummy bear.
Oh, Jesus.
Aww. These are really bad.
These are bad. Anyway, all right, we're going to go off topic here. All right. We're going to stop for a second.
Let's do it.
Sitcoms. I did love Cheers. Do you remember what was on after Cheers?
No, but I should know it.
Do you know? I don't know.
No. Either. You don't know either?
No.
So you ask a question, you don't know the answer. I could have said anything.
Yeah. Friends.
No, that wasn't even... They were even... No. They were babies. Actually, no. I think they're all older than me.
Who's older than you?
I think most of them are. Jennifer Aniston's older than me.
Mm.
I think so.
She doesn't look it.
Well, no, but she has stinky coffee breath. We've already said that.
Yeah, yeah.
She definitely has stinky coffee breath.
There's something we don't like about her.
That was part of our first thing we talked about.
I know. I listened. I wasn't invited then.
No, you weren't. But you are now. I mean, you're invited to come anytime you want.
Let's see how old she is.
She's definitely 55.
56.
Well, she was 55. Wow. How about Ross? How old is Ross?
Let's see. Ross is... 57.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yikes.
They're all older than me. How about... We can't say Chandler because he's... He's no more. It's Chandler, right?
Yeah.
Bing.
Yeah.
They couldn't come up with a better name than Bing.
Phoebe, also 58. Oof. It's like my mom's age. I
told you they were all older.
They are older than you.
Yeah.
56 is Monica.
I knew. Oh, she's the youngest. She looks like the oldest. She does. All right. Oh, it was must-see TV. Mid-80s was The Cosby Show, Family Ties, Night Court, Hill Street Blues. Wow. There's a lot here. Friends is 90s. ER. That must have started all the NCIS. No. What is the name of like all the shows that have like hospital stuff?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's probably where it started. Thank you. How about Family Ties? You know Family Ties?
Nope.
Alex P. Keaton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld? I know that one.
I'm not a big Seinfeld fan.
Well, I've seen it like once.
Yeah, it's not that exciting to me.
South Park.
I love South Park. Ugh, I used to watch it regularly.
On. Still brand new.
Not funny.
Still new.
It is funny.
Not funny.
South Park is so funny.
South Park pointed out the problems in the world before people recognized them.
I loved it. I loved the Succubus. Do you remember what that one was? That's when Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Streisand joined to make this huge monster. And they were tearing things apart. No.
Nope.
I love South Park. South Park was a great, great show. Well, it's still around.
I'll go off script with one of my favorites. Monty Python. Bet you never even heard of it.
I heard of it because we talked about it last time.
Okay.
I love this show.
No. I don't like adult cartoons.
Oh, Like Beavis and Butthead?
Mm-mm.
I love Beavis and Butthead.
No.
I thought Beavis and Butthead was hilarious.
Bob's Burgers is like the only...
I don't know Bob's Burgers. What
like
does
the
that entail?
Only adult cartoon that I'll watch.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, but you like South Park?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
But you, how about Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Do you know where that came from?
No.
Remember the Tracy Ullman show?
Okay, yeah.
That's where it started.
Yep.
More stupid shit I know.
The creator of The Simpsons, his ex-wife is a Real Housewife.
Are you kidding?
No, sorry.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now?
Yeah.
Are they married still or no?
No.
Oh.
She got half of The Simpsons in their divorce.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Like she owns half the show?
Yeah.
Does she get a credit?
I don't know.
Me neither. It probably just says a credit and it says his name and then the ex-bitch or something underneath it.
She walked away with a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah, she did.
Wow. Yeah, South Park. What are we talking about?
Simpsons.
Yeah. I used to watch that one in 89 when I was in service. Oh. That was the thing we came back 89. And watched. Mm-hmm. That's when I graduated high school.
Mm. Okay.
When did you graduate high school, Dean?
84. From Muhlenberg Senior High School.
Wow, right here in Muhlenberg?
Right here in Muhlenberg.
Wow.
Right down the street.
See, we're getting to know each other right now. We're getting to know... People are getting to know us. The three listeners that listen are getting to know us.
Yeah.
Well, they can just come in the bar and talk to us anyway. We'll tell them.
Yeah.
2014.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Yep. Sad.
Wow.
That deserved a bell ring.
Yeah, wow. 2014. So now everybody's going to know how old you are when they come in.
Ooh.
That's a good, maybe we should do that. That's how we find out if they listen. Come in and say how old Peyton is when they come in.
Kind of creepy.
It is, but if they do math, it's not creepy. And they get something free out of it. What do you want to give them for free? How about Phillies tickets, Reading Phillies tickets?
Ooh, where can I find some of those?
I have them here. It's June 20th. It's Adler Day at Reading Phillies.
Is Adler Beer going to be there?
Adler Beer will be there. Hopefully by then, two more beers.
Hmm.
But that's a good idea. That's what we'll do. I think they're box seats. No. No, these are general admission. Sorry. Yeah, these are general admission. But it's for that, our name's on the ticket, so I'm assuming that.
And Adler Brewing will be there next Thursday.
Oh, Thursday night. We have a tasting.
Mm-hmm. I think it's outfield. June 1st.
In the outfield. June 1st. Oh, my God. It's already June.
Yeah. Time flies.
Gee, when is your birthday?
February.
Oh, we were past already. That's right.
Yep. Bro.
I remember that. Mine's coming.
February what?
24th.
Oh.
Mine's coming up. I would expect gifts.
Are you going to be 21?
Yep. Yeah.
I thought so.
For yeah. The fourth time.
Yeah. No, fourth. I don't think so. Do you ever go to, I have a question. Did you ever go to those like events like Comic-Cons or stuff like that? Have you ever done Comic-Con?
No.
I've never done anything like that. And I've always wanted to try something like that. But I just did it this weekend. They had something called Paracon at Pennhurst. And it wasn't good.
They have really goofy people walking around.
Yes, people walk around and they're all goth and that's still a thing. Goth.
Yeah.
They're walking around all goth and I really wasn't having it, and it was hot, and there's this one lady who was walking around and she was all gothed out. She had all these like batwing type clothes on and like Morticia dress on, and her daughter was like all her side of her head was shaved. She had tattoos all over her head. And then there was this young, she had to be 6 or 7 years old, dressed in the same way, gothed out. I'm like, that kid has no chance whatsoever. No chance.
I dressed up for Renaissance fairs at the same time.
Yeah, but this is what they transfer. This is how those people dress up every day.
How do you know?
I don't know.
See, you don't know.
You think she just dressed up just for the show, for the thing?
She could have.
There were people there from Ghost Hunters and stuff like that.
So you didn't get like a ghost tour?
We did get a tour. Yeah, I got kind of a tour.
Did you take pictures?
I took pictures, yes, but none of them showed any ghosts. No, but my friend Steve, after I left, showed me something, and I guess they did a little ghost spirit box or something, and there was something in the area.
What's a ghost spirit box?
Well, I mean, I guess it shows, they were talking to this, and it was reacting back to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they, like, opened a box and...
No. Ooh, to the underworld.
Sense energy.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Interesting.
Energy.
Energy. Well,
what would they say if they read your energy right now? They'd be like...
You know what they would say?
You
could say moving on.
It's a little low right now. Yeah. The energy's a little low.
It is a little... The vibe's a little low in here right now.
It is. I know. It's raining. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's kind of shitty.
And people are probably like, oh my God, this is the worst episode yet.
I feel like I'm going to see somebody in the back room.
Because our energy's low, but the spirits have like high energy today.
I got a feeling like I got a good view here. And...
Well, I'm going to kick it up a notch. We're going to... you know why? It's the low energy.
Because I'm back.
No. I'm very happy you came back.
Oh, okay,
I'm glad you came back. I know that Dean... Actually, people did come in and say they listened, but they found it better when you were here. So I don't know how that makes you feel.
It's very kind.
Yeah.
I was very busy last week.
What did you have to do instead of coming here?
I had to get my nails done. Manicure and pedicure.
I was right.
Oh, thank God. Thank God it wasn't anything like dumb.
Yeah.
Are these the same
nails? I could
nails?
Reschedule.
No.
Yeah. Worth every penny.
How much are nails? Like to get them done like that. How much are they? I don't know. Guys don't know these things.
I do them in my garage.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper than what it is at the nail salon.
Yeah, and I do a better job.
I figured. You get out like the drill and everything.
Oh my God, yeah.
A drill?
Well, they have to get these things. They have to get it off.
Yeah.
The dip. It's called dip. When you get the
dip. Do you know anything?
No.
Good God.
And the pedicure, I always ask for the extra massage.
So you get, for your feet?
Yeah.
You get an extra massage for your feet? And who does this?
Like you pay for it.
Oh, okay. It's not like an IOU.
Yeah, no.
Here's a fun fact. I can't do that anymore.
What?
Because you got arrested.
No, I had my feet done one time.
Yeah.
And the Chinese lady worked on them and scrubbed them up real good and everything. And I ended up getting cellulitis. In my legs.
From that?
Yeah, I spent 4 days in the hospital.
What?
From getting your pigs done?
Yeah, from getting my feet done.
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, then you did not go to a very clean place.
I don't even know what the other six buttons are. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
I think I've gotten a pedicure once. I did get a manicure once and a pedicure once because I was forced to go.
Oh.
I have no interest ever doing it again. Yeah. It was very uncomfortable for me. I didn't want people touching my feet. And for a guy, I think I got nice looking feet, but I wasn't having it.
My wife thinks I'm crazy because I would never go get a massage.
Oh my God.
I love massages.
Oh my God. I don't want anybody touching me.
Oh God.
Oh my God. There's nothing better than a massage.
Oh, no.
How can you not like that?
Oh, my God. I don't like most people in general. And
you don't like people.
I certainly don't like them touching me.
While you're laying there, like, naked, you're like, that crosses the line.
Yeah.
No, I don't
get that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Just don't eat beforehand. It's very uncomfortable. Ugh. You get all bloated and shit.
Mm. Oh, it's the best.
I've seen too much online porn. I know how that whole thing works.
It doesn't have to work that way, and you're not going to get a happy ending from a normal place. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, well, then, well, the more reason to not bother.
Well, there's other places you can go if you want that style.
Yeah, did you know that there's a website? And I don't know how I know this.
Why do you know? It doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
No, somebody, I forget what the site was, but you can look up.
Happyending.com?
Happy endings at massage parlors near me.
Near you, where
like,
you live?
Well, like no, like not like physically near, but like I could type it in near me.
How do you know this?
Because somebody showed me that a place that I live near was doing that.
She's completely innocent.
Yeah,
so I looked it up.
Okay,
I didn't go there or anything.
Who? Okay, the person that did it.
I don't remember who it was or how they knew about this site. I'm gonna see now if I can find it again.
You're gonna put it in there now?
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna. I won't say the place out loud.
Massage parlors near me.
Should we just guess who we know that you know that might have?
No, I'm not guessing. I want to get in trouble.
That would be wrong.
I think it was your mom. Your mom said it. Robin said it.
No, it was like a random person. I forget.
Like walked up to you on the side of the street. Hey, by the way, near us right now is a happy ending massage parlor.
I'm looking it up.
She's looking it up.
Okay. Well, I think my Google search might have not been the best. Rubmats.com.
You just gave a free shout out to Rubmats. Rubmats?
Maps.
Oh, Rubmats.com. I hope my kids don't listen to this one.
I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor for the evening.
We should see if they'll sponsor us.
Rubmats.com.
Hey guys,
this has to be the
for
site.
When you just need a happy ending.
Because look.
Have a long day.
I don't have my glasses.
Well, I'm just telling you, that place has come up.
Too tired to rub it out
yourself? Let me see if I know some of these places. I mean, don't the police look on here and be like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If I can find
it. These are all houses.
Well.
Samantha's Day Spa, closed. Oriental Spa, closed. Regency, closed. Kim's Massage, closed.
Yeah, once you get posted on Rub Maps.
Yeah. They're probably like, oh, god damn it. We're on it. I know that one. Oh, wow.
I know.
Can I tap on it?
I mean, I'd rather you not.
It's called Rub Maps. Rubmats.com. So if you're feeling tired from a long day at work and you're just not getting that touch at home, go to rubmaps.com and you can find your local.
Get your rub on.
See, nobody believed me.
I believe you. I just can't believe it's in existence.
That I know that. Fun
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, why do you know that?
I don't know. Somebody told me.
Somebody just knocked on your door. Hey.
Oh.
You don't know me or anything, but do you know anything about rub maps?
I was sent here to ask for Sahara.
I'd like the half hour special, please. Wow.
Funny.
I did not know that about you.
No. Guys.
I can't believe it. Is this your website or? Moving on.
Next topic.
She wouldn't even let me go on with that.
Nope. Rub maps.
They're going to sponsor us now. That would be a good idea, though. Sponsored by Rub Maps.
We're going to get a lot of emails from them.
I don't care. That's fine. Oh, from Rub Maps or the ones I said that were closed?
Rub Maps.
They'll be like, hi, I was wondering if maybe you could show us more places. They should have that where if you're going to do that, you should have it be confidential. There's probably no money in the budget for police to find these places. So they should actually charge people to find out. Yeah, that's because there's no money in them.
I'm going to send in a tip.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Contact us now.
Oh, they take tips, okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Oh, on to the next.
Do you know what? Sitcom we didn't discuss.
Which one? Fantasy Island.
Married with Children. The Bundys.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that show. That's one of my favorite
awesome.
Shows. I some of my favorite lines are from there. Oh, my God. Yeah, I definitely have to find a couple of those. Especially when she comes home and she goes, did you miss me, Al? And he goes, with every bullet so far, Peg. I love that one. That's so great. Yeah. Or when he always has the politically correct here, the bigger women coming into the shoes where you sell shoes.
Yeah, he spent so much time selling them just the right shoes.
Yeah. Or the one where he's on the beach and the lady goes, and he's standing in front of the lady and she says to him, excuse me, you're taking all of my sun. He goes, you're asking a lot from the sun, lady. Because she's a little bit bigger. Oh, I know, no laughs. But yeah, Married with Children was, I love that. That's one of my favorites. I mean, it's definitely Cheers and Married with Children and I was a big Love Boat fan.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Love Boat because you don't know who's coming on. They actually had like John Holmes on that. John Holmes was on Love Boat. Do you know who John Holmes is?
No.
Let's just go. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't think she's ready for that.
John Holmes was man with the biggest member around. And he was
what
in porn and stuff like that. He would be on Rub Maps. And he would have his own block.
So what was Love Boat?
Oh, my God. Love Boat was a show from the Princess Cruises. And the boat was called, remember the boat?
Now I'm looking it up. Love Boat.
Oh, I can't believe I don't know this.
Well, think about it. But the actual show was on Saturday nights, and it was followed by...
And what was the guy's name?
John Holmes. Are you looking him up? So it was followed by Fantasy Island. Do you remember Fantasy Island? Did you ever see Fantasy Island?
No.
Fantasy.
Nope.
Oh, my God. That was such a great show. Fantasy Island was kind of like where people would come to this island and live out their fantasies. Oh, Love Boat. I can actually put it
John
on.
John Holmes.
Oh, Jesus. H-O-L-M-S. H-O-L-M-E-S.
Ew.
I like music.
She says, are you on the images or... Yeah, that's him. And it was on Love Boat, too. She just showed the picture of him on Love Boat. I told you he was on there. More stupid things I know.
Music in the background.
Leave that on, yeah. It flows back to you.
In 1985.
Do you know what he died of?
I feel like this is a trick question.
It's really not in the 80s.
Cocaine.
No, but I'm pretty... That's a good one, because I'm pretty
sure
he did a lot of cocaine. Just look it up. What he died from. I believe it's alienated inflicted disease, as anthrax used to call it.
What was that?
Autoimmune disease.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's how he died.
Oh. Yeah, that's
He died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died of AIDS.
It is really
interesting. In 1988.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, though, just having conversations and the things that you and I talk about that we just think are like everyday stuff.
Yeah. And
how many things that you've never heard?
No, but she could tell the shit out of Powerpuff Girls and we'll know nothing.
True.
Except for my favorite character of all time.
Don't say it.
All right. I won't say it. Mojo Dojo.
Let's not
Dojo.
Go back there. No.
I love Mojo Dojo. He's a little Chinese chimp. He was good. All right, moving on.
He died at the age of 43.
Yeah, from the AIDS. He died from the AIDS. That's what Jenny died for. We were talking about... She had to die from AIDS. We talked about that. Yeah. Oh, and...
And cardiac arrest.
Yeah, but that's how you die.
Oh.
But... So, that's what we... I was so tired last one. I was exhausted. So, that's why we talked about Forrest Gump a lot. And I think what happened was they had sex... And little Forrest came around, and then she said she was sick. So I'm just reiterating, you know, I messed up last time. All right. I'm going to take that bell away from you.
On to the next one.
Okay.
That's why she's here.
That's why. Yeah, I understand. We're not that far into this. But anyway, so yeah. All right. So you got any more bad jokes? Or do you want me to take over for bad jokes?
Yeah. Toss a couple in.
All right. I got to get my glasses on.
Oh,
do you want
boy.
Anything to drink?
Yeah, what does that guy have to do to get a beer around here?
The service around here is usually very good.
Yeah.
Impeccable.
Yeah.
Oh, I came up with an idea. We're going to do movie night tomorrow night here. We're going to do kids' movie night. We're going to do Mufasa. We're going to play Mufasa on the 9-foot screen. You can bring your kids in, and they can go over and watch it. They can bring their jammies in and their
Are you going to move the couch over?
Yes. No.
Oh.
No, we'll move the tables, though. That's a lot of work.
Okay, that's true.
We only do that on one night.
Super Bowl.
Yes, that's true.
That's so nice, though, that people will be able to bring their kids here, stick them in a corner, and let them watch a movie.
And they can just
go drink.
Yeah, well, they have to have one person as a... I'm having trouble.
They have to have a designated adult.
D-day. Yeah. What was I looking up?
Are you going to have popcorn for the kids?
Yes, we're going to have popcorn for the children.
Okay.
And pizza. We're going to do pizza, too.
Ooh. Kind of
pizza,
sad
popcorn.
Here.
No, you have something to do, you told me. What did you have to do?
Family game night. Cards.
What do you do at family game night? What kind of cards?
It's like Rummy, but it's called Surprise.
I don't know how to play Rummy. Do you know how to play Rummy?
I played Rummy a long, long time ago.
So the answer is
no.
I could figure it out in a couple of minutes.
You could come to family card night.
I think there was a game we used to play with my family when we would go down the shore, my grandmother, and we would all save pennies up all year round. And we go down, my Aunt Helen, my sister Holly, my mom, myself, we would go down the shore, and we would play something called Tripoli. And I think it's like a rummy game.
Oh, and you have like coins?
You have coins, you get, yeah. And then you have like, if you have the coin, you have the card, you can win the money from it or something like that.
Okay.
I think it was good. Yeah. And my grand, my...
I don't know what the real name of the game is called. We just call it Surprise. But it's kind of like a rummy.
Da, 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 surprise. What was I looking up?
You were looking up your jokes, Mufasa.
Oh, Mufasa. Not Mufasa, but jokes. Thank you. Oh, I let off with Lady Baba.
Yeah. That was a good one. I liked that.
Yeah.
You could tell some of these to the kids tomorrow.
What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
What?
A Philippe Philippe.
You know what you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Oh, I love seagull sounds, by the way.
Cliff.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Nope.
Why do melons have weddings?
To get cantaloupe.
Because they cantaloupe.
Oh, see, I was close.
Good job.
Thank you. It's the only one I knew.
You know why bicycles can't stand on their own?
I think I do. But go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Because they're too tired.
Oh.
No, that's not that one.
That one was lame.
What's a shark's favorite saying? Man overboard. That's pretty funny.
Do you know where you go to learn how to make ice cream?
Where?
Sunday school.
Hold on. I got to make you a beer. What sits at the bottom of the ocean and shakes?
Sits at the bottom of the ocean and shakes? Oh, I don't know.
Look at the one I just poured him.
Oh my God.
It's like, I'll tell you something. There, that one could be on Rub Maps with all that head.
Okay. Pete was not amused.
Yeah. Rubmaps.com. it'll be on the Super Bowl. All right, what sits
at the... We know what site you're going to be on later.
I'm going to check them out. What sits at the bottom of the ocean and shakes?
I don't know, what?
A nervous wreck.
Lame.
I think it was pretty good, actually.
I got one for the married guys.
Okay.
Last night, my wife ripped the blankets off me in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I recovered.
She likes that one.
That was a good one.
See? That might win it.
That I still like the holy water.
Oh, the boil the hell out of it. The very first joke.
That was a good one.
You boil the hell out of it. Let's see. Who won the neck decorating contest?
Who?
No one. It was a tie. I thought it was funny.
No. Let me see. I'll pick one.
What kind of fish do penguins catch at night?
What kind of fish do penguins catch at night?
That is correct.
I don't know.
Starfish.
Okay.
Here's another one. What do you call a fish with no eyes? What do you call a fish with no eyes? Stupid.
So stupid.
My daughter told me the other day that she doesn't understand cloning.
cloning?
Yeah. I said, that makes two of us.
They're getting better. They're getting better. Maybe I'm just drinking.
You know how you make a Kleenex dance?
Yes, you put a little boogie in it.
That's an old one.
Is it?
Yeah, I knew that one.
How about dark dad jokes?
Oh, boy. This is a PG-13 podcast?
No.
We'll have to rub maps.
Oh, boy, rubmaps.com.
We might be moved to rated R.
Why did the employee at the calendar company get fired?
Why?
He took a day off. I like that one, too.
I always like to try to figure out the answer, but then I never can.
Yeah, just don't.
No, I know.
My dog just ate a $100 bill. I guess he has expensive taste. No good. Okay.
No good.
What did the cow say to the leather chair? Hi, Mom. That's so bad.
Mm-mm.
No? Nope. You don't think people are going to... How many people shut this off already? Probably everybody by now.
Yeah.
All right. She's going to keep looking for some good jokes. Maybe she wants them.
My daughter asked me how much it costs to get married. I said, I have no idea. I'm still paying.
This is... All right, getting back to sitcoms a little bit. How about Dukes of Hazzard?
I was not a big fan.
Of Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
Hold on. Why. Are you going to drink that?
I think it's because I couldn't stand the sheriff.
Oh, Boss Hogg.
Yeah. I hated him.
He reminded me of a Peyton Fountain joke. He reminded me so much of... Buford T. Justice from the Smokey and the Bear. Smokey and the Bear? Yeah, Smokey and the Bear. Is it Smokey? Yeah. No. No. What am I thinking? Oh, my God. I can't think of the movie.
What movie? Say it again.
The movie with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Oh, my God. Why don't I know this?
I don't know.
Smokey and... No. Smoking the Bandit, that's it. Smoking the Bear, I think that was a television show.
Yogi Bear.
Even that's a little too old for you.
Yeah.
All right, what's the joke you got?
I haven't spoke to my wife in years. I thought it would be rude to interrupt her. I'm sorry and I apologize. Usually mean the same thing, but not at a funeral.
I saw that. That was great. I'm sorry. You get, yeah. Sorry.
It just made me laugh. My wife always complains that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and write. Oh, I didn't get that one.
You deserve one of those. All right, moving on. Anyway, so what was the show we were talking about?
Smokey.
Oh, I want to find out what was on with Cheers. Can you guess what was on with Cheers? Like, what came after Cheers? I think Cheers was 8 o'clock at night. And there were only half-hour shows back then, so...
Oh, so we should get through 11 seasons.
That was the 80s?
Yeah, it started in 83, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely 83. 83 to 94. Hold on. I mean, that's such a great... a great show to follow.
Yeah, we'll have to put it on.
They did Frasier spinoff.
Hated
after
it.
A while.
Hated it.
Yeah, I had no interest in that.
I couldn't stand him. I always thought he was like a snobbish, arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't stand him. Couldn't stand his brother on that show.
Oh, would you know his brother's name? I do.
Is it your name?
Of course you do.
Oh. Yeah. His brother's name was Niles. And the dad.
Niles Crane,
yes. And then Lilith. You don't know. No. Okay. Never mind. But there is something I'm going to look up here, I think. If I can remember. I'm forgetting so much today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so much. Oh, my God, I'm getting cramp.
Oh, my God.
The facts of life.
Oh, the facts of life. Oh, yeah. I remember the facts of life. That was a great show.
Yeah.
I think it was more of like a chick show, but I still watched it with George Clooney was from that show. He started on that show.
Hmm.
I know. These are things that you are surprised.
After Cheers, was it Night Court?
It definitely was Night Court because Harry Anderson started on... Yeah, Harry Anderson started on Cheers. He was the magician, the annoying magician that would come in. And I remember the one episode he came in and I think it was with Cliff Clavin. He said there was a nickel and he can get the nickel out without picking the hat up. Or the drink. He could get the drink out. They bet a nickel and they could get the drink out from under the hat without touching it. And well, you got to watch it. It's not going to be funny.
Do you know they have a new version of that now?
I did. And it's the girl from that Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And the blonde.
John Larroquette is back.
Yeah. I never really liked him at all, actually. I didn't like him at all. I wasn't a big fan of him. I thought he was arrogant.
Did you like that show, The Big Bang Theory?
I watched a little bit of it, and people try to make Carrie... What's her name? Kelly Cuoco?
Yes.
They make like, she's this knockout, and she's not. She's not a knockout.
I think she's really pretty.
I think she's not a knockout, though.
They made her look really good because she was on a show with a bunch of nerds.
Well,
yeah. And she dated one of the nerds. In real life, too.
Fun fact.
So I don't like her. But I did like the show she was in. I think it was on HBO. Where she was the stewardess. Or she was the flight attendant. You don't call her stewardess anymore.
It was a show or a movie?
No, it was a show. It was on all the time. I thought it was funny. She was, and then she got into CIA stuff. It was kind of stupid, but.
Hmm.
How about Dead to Me? Did you ever watch Dead to Me?
Yes.
I said wait into something she knows. Dead to Me. I loved it with the girl from Scooby Doo. She was Velma from Scooby Doo.
Yes. Loved that.
I thought it was a good show.
And the girl, what's her name? The blonde.
Christina. From Married with Children.
Yes.
Was she? She has what? ALS or Parkinson's disease, and she's in a bad way. But I remember her when she was actually Debbie Does Everything. I think her Debbie Does Everything from Vacation and the new one. That was her name.
That's another thing that's so sad when you see who's the guy.
Michael J. Fox,
yeah.
Family Ties, Back to the Future.
Ugh.
Yeah, he was a wreck. I feel bad for him, and he's still around. I mean, that's what happened to. Was it Robin Williams? No, it was Richard Pryor. He got that. And then Robin Williams had, I mean, he killed himself, but they said, the reason why they said that, sorry about this, but the reason why they said he killed himself is because he had onslaught of some kind of dementia or something that was coming on. And it actually, that's why he killed himself. I love Robin Williams.
Did you finish You?
I did finish You. Thank you, Peyton.
I didn't. Oh, so don't tell me.
I did. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's not what you expect it to be for the ending, but it was really good.
Did you watch that, Dean?
No.
Oh wow.
That's one you really should watch.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a good one. It's about a guy. I'm not going to explain this well.
You can sing. It's fine. You can do it. If you don't watch, it's about him as a serial killer.
He's a stalker/serial killer.
So it's not the new Dexter.
No, but that was... One of my favorites.
Dexter.
The new one, too.
I don't know Dexter. I don't know.
That's like a classic.
I don't know it.
Probably one of the best shows.
Do you remember the early episodes of Roseanne?
I do. I wasn't a big Roseanne fan. I hated her, actually. I didn't like her as a... She was like my Miley Cyrus to you. Like you feel Miley Cyrus is. I think she's the queen of the trailer park.
But that's what she was in the show.
Yeah, I don't like her.
I liked her because I liked John Goodman.
I like John Goodman.
I remember that show. They would have it on late night. Nickelodeon.
Oh. Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Is that even in existence anymore?
Mm.
I like when they hit people with the slime.
Yeah, that definitely isn't in existence anymore.
Oh. Wait, don't they still do that? They still do that with when they have shows, like Nickelodeon Awards or some shit like that.
Oh.
They do.
I don't even know.
Yeah, they do.
What's the show where they have to go through the obstacle course?
Wiped Out.
I love it.
Look at you.
I know.
Wiped out.
And then we get smacked right in the face.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't even a good smack. It was like right in the face and they'd fall down.
Yep.
You should do that. That drunk. That would be fantastic drunk.
We could do that this summer.
You want to put
in
an
the parking lot?
Yeah, obstacle
set
course
up something
on there?
Outside.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like that might be a liability.
But they have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
The lawyer. I have a lawyer. He'll just sign it.
Yeah. We could get a bouncy house, too. Oh, Mike down.
Mike went down. I don't know why. They went down. Oh, okay. So unrelated to these two topics, but I had to bring it up tonight. Did you hear about the Tush Push?
Yes.
Tush Push is going to be in existence this year. The rest of them can kiss our ass because most of the teams, I think it was 22-10, including led by Green Bay. Green Bay said, no more Tush Push, we don't want it. And they led the whole force, I guess, against the Tush Push. And 22 said they didn't want it, and 10 people said it was okay. But you needed 24 to pass it. So do you know how much what the score was for Green Bay, Philadelphia this year? Take a wild guess. 22-10.
That's what I was going to guess.
You said you wanted to go to Green Bay to watch.
Why couldn't
Only because I
want
to wear the cheese hat.
You can't, but see, if you're an Eagles fan,
no,
you can't.
No, but...
I told you that
I just want to wear it like around town.
You can't. You're not allowed.
Why could nobody else do the Tush Push?
Because they feel it's a rugby move.
I know, but why couldn't anybody else do it?
Because they don't... It's not perfected like we have it. I'm sorry, but everybody, just take the receipts and just move on. Every team that voted for it, just kick the living shit out of him and beat him every touchdown.
You know what is scary, though, this year? The Eagles now are the first team ever to have a season schedule against 10 teams that were in the playoffs.
I know. And you know what? I don't care.
I don't care either.
I'm not worried about this team one bit. They improved their team this year. They're going to be better than the Super Bowl team, in my opinion.
Yep.
But I am going on a road trip this year, I'm told. I'm going to the second to the last game of the year, which I do believe is going to be the Super Bowl matchup.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. It's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be so cold up there. And they last time I was up there, I started the Eagles chant on the way in, and all the Canadians come down. They all come down and they watch Buffalo. And this one kid, maybe like younger than Peyton. I said kid, so it's definitely younger than you. And this one kid was from Canada and said, sorry, but fuck you. And I said, what? He goes, I'm really sorry for saying it, but fuck you, he said. So they're so nice. The Canadians are so nice. But I'm not afraid. I'm going up there this year, and I'm going to be proud that we have two Super Bowls, and they have none.
I will tell you, though, Buffalo is one of those really cool towns where the fans are really fans.
Oh, yeah, they are. Like, and that's great.
If you travel around...
They're also suckers.
Some of these other cities, they say, oh, they're really great fans. No, they're not.
No.
No.
Guess who else is going to that game?
Who?
Me.
No, there's no way you'll survive out there.
Why not?
Because you're like 5 foot nothing, and you'll be, you'll be like a big ice cube.
Nope. Me and Rachel.
You and Crystal
Seriously,
are going to go.
We have tickets. Yeah.
You serious?
Swear. We already have our tickets.
Are you going to go through, you're going to jump through a table?
Yeah.
You swear? Because I'll make sure I'm there if you.
Yep.
I'll jump, you jump.
Oh, yeah. I'll
Name
do
the
it.
Movie. It's in your genre. You should know.
I jump, you jump.
I'll jump, you jump.
Got me.
Titanic.
Oh.
Come on.
Stupid.
Jesus, Lord.
It's like a 3-hour long movie.
I know. I walked out of it. And I hated it.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was terrible.
The worst.
But now I watch it anytime it's on.
I fell asleep like the 17th time it went.
I hate Celine Dion. I hate the song. I hate everything about it. I don't like it at all. But you really are going.
Really am going. Half tickets. And my parka. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be freezing. I was up there and it was raining the whole time.
The people up there don't care.
No, and I
applaud. Yeah,
I don't hate Buffalo fans. There's fans that I hate. And I'm going to say it now, and I don't care I hate New York Mets, and I hate the fans. I hate Atlanta Braves, and I hate the fans. Because now they're dying off because they don't have any leg to stand on anymore. But I hate the Cowboys, and I hate the fans. I don't hate Pittsburgh. I love the fans. My son-in-law, he's a Pittsburgh fan, meaning the Steelers. I don't think anybody can be a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. It's just an awful organization. But I still can't believe you were actually going to go. You're going to freeze.
No, I'm not.
I think you have. I don't think you're going to go in the game.
What else am I going to do?
I think you're going to stay back. I don't think you're going into the game. I think you're going to stay back and stay wherever you're staying.
It is a possibility. Yeah. If it's that cold.
It's going to be really cold.
Oh, suck it up.
I have a heated jacket.
Yeah, go.
I'll bring heat warmers.
You're allowed there. You can't do it in Philadelphia, but you can do it everywhere else. Oh, God, here we go.
Let's wear those heated jackets.
Yeah, you can do it in Chicago, because when I was
in
Chicago.
You can't do it in Philly.
You can't do it in Philly. You're not allowed to wear anything wired. Ugh. So I don't know if they've changed it over the years, but you're not allowed.
How are they going to know?
They go through the detectors. In Chicago, they're like, just walk through. They didn't care. You could have brought something in with you. I mean, they don't care.
Yep.
Dub Bears.
I went on a work trip one time to Seattle, and they talked about how that's the loudest stadium.
It is not the 13th man. Eat a dick.
People out there are like crappy fans.
Just drink your Starbucks and shut up.
I used to fly through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport all the time, and I'd always wear my Eagles jersey, and not once did anybody say any even smart-ass comments.
Yeah, you can't. No, because they don't know any better. They don't understand. Most of them don't understand football. They see an Eagles. You know, they don't want to mess with anybody who knows, you know, football, and to just put them to shame.
You couldn't wear a Dallas jersey and walk through the Philly airport without at least
my God. You can't walk in here.
No.
You can't walk in here. Somebody has a Dallas Cowboys hat, I will make sure I give the people next to them free drinks and not them. That's a promise.
Ooh, I should have had Dean wear one.
No, you work here. You don't.
They don't go on my head.
No, my God. That's horrible. Like, why would you subject your kid to, don't teach your kids stupid shit. And one of them is becoming a Cowboys fan. They're the worst.
Ugh.
I mean, they haven't done anything. And the best was when Akers said, hey, Dallas, most of the last time you won the Super Bowl, none of these kids were born.
Did you see, though, what the really generous thing that the NFL is doing this year?
No.
The first week of the year, Dallas comes to play in Philly. And the reason why that's so great is because then finally the Dallas players will get to see a team raise their championship
back. Yeah. They don't know what that's like. They have no idea. Hey, Dean, do you want another beer?
I could drink another beer.
What would you like?
What BTA. I'm stuck.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, it really is.
It's your usual.
It's a quality beer.
Rubmaps.com might be happy. That's a little less head, but.
I don't know. If I pay extra, maybe I'll get
it. Can I get you anything?
No, I'll get it.
Oh, she's getting up and she's going to get her own drink. She's like, Mike can't make his drink. I can. I'm a good bartender. I made you some good drinks.
No, I just prefer mine.
Hey, I'm going to shut off her. Mike, she's not. She's done. She's out. See ya. Bye. Hmm. She went and got her own drink.
Wow. So what else we got going on? We got the Phillies?
Phillies are on a roll. I think they're at five or seven games straight.
Did you see Sunday's game?
Remind me what happened.
Because I was here. That they brought up that Mick Abel kid.
Oh, we were watching it here. And Mick Abel, I'll tell you something, man. What, did he strike out seven or eight people?
Yeah.
And then they took him out. Let the kid finish. And they won, but still, let the kid finish the game.
And guess what? They sent him down.
I told you it was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
And they were only doing that because of Alvarado. Thank you, Alvarado. And I heard it was a weight loss drug. And that's what they were saying. It's a weight loss drug. So I don't get that.
Don't be so stupid. He's got access to doctors left and right.
Right. But I don't understand why a weight loss drug is against the, you know, against the rules. Why can't you shoot some Ozempic?
Maybe it wasn't really.
I don't know. That's what they're saying. And Dombrowski, who I don't like. Dombrowski was great in the beginning, but he has done nothing for this team since in a while. I mean, he's done nothing to address the The outfield, he's done nothing to address the outfield. Nothing. He still has Marsh. Marsh is a third. All he is a triple A ball player. And even at triple A, I don't think he deserves to be there. I don't think he's that great of a player. And then you have, what's the other guy's name? Mr. I can't hit a ball to save my life. Yeah, Rojas. Can't hit a ball to save his life. He doesn't deserve to be on the team. Make a deal, make a trade, and get an outfielder here. I mean, you got Kepler in left field, and I like that. And Castellanos is having, since his contract has expanded, he's done so much better on this team. And I'm no longer against Castellanos being on this team. But I'm definitely, I'm up for Bohm. I'm up for Bohm to be traded. I'm okay with that because, like, Sosa, I would love to have Sosa here out in the field.
How is Sosa not playing every game?
He should be playing every game. Well, they were going to trade. They were trying to get him to play the outfield, but he's not playing the outfield. Do you know why he's not playing the outfield? Because he probably is no good in the outfield.
He can play anywhere.
But he's better than Marsh.
He's batting 350.
My 14-year-old is better than Marsh.
He's batting 350.
Peyton, you're definitely better than Marsh. I think I am. Oh, I'm sorry. I shut you off. Now you're back.
I got cut off.
Fine, you're out of here. I'm going to get my own drink. And then I'm like, fine, you're out of here. Shut you off. But yeah, so I like the Phillies team. I don't think they're going to beat the Mets. I don't. I hate the Mets. I hate Lindor. I just can't stand him. I watched a little bit of that game last night. You know where I was last night?
Where were you?
I was down the shore working on our camper, and I was at Myers Lighthouse Brewing. And I told him that I would mention him today, so the three people that listen know Myers Lighthouse in Sea Isle. I love the beers. The beers are good. I talked to the brewer in the past, and the owner was there two nights ago. Real nice guy. And I was watching the Mets Boston game, and the umpires were awful in that game. Awful. Terrible. But
terrible.
Myers was, it's good beer. Well, so, and they have another location in, I think it's Fishtown, and the beers are pretty good. They're solid beers. They are. I enjoy them. They have a stout. I didn't drink the stout. But I did try everything else. They had a seltzer. I won't do seltzers. And they also had a sour.
Ooh.
I know you say ooh, but I just don't know. It's not exciting to me.
Oh, so
there's
exciting.
No hop taste. There's no nothing to a sour.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so terrible.
I hate sours. I don't like sours. And people always ask me, are you going to make a sour? And I'm sorry for the people. I don't mean to, you know, mock you.
I always say, yeah, we are.
Oh.
Because I feel like if we get enough people on the bandwagon... Then you have no choice.
I will.
Those people are called ladies.
That's fine.
Okay.
Ladies. I'm not a sour fan.
Or a cider. I can go with
again, my little cousin Joey, he likes ciders, and I'm not a big cider fan. It's a brewery because it's beer. I like beer. I don't like sours. Sours to me is just, I'll try.
I think you should try.
But I don't really like a sour.
Luckily, you don't have to drink it.
I do in the beginning to try it. Yeah.
So I'll be the taster.
Every chef has to taste his own food before it goes out.
I'm going on vacation in Virginia, and I have to be sophisticated for a weekend. We're going to Trump Winery.
Okay. Never mind. Moving on.
I have to drink wine for a week.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the greatest wine ever. It's the best wine. I didn't know he had a winery. And all right, we're going to give we don't
Now see, you went all political.
I did. No, you did. You brought it up.
Oh, wait. Is it actually his winery?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the greatest winery ever. It's the best.
That was terrible.
I know. I'm such a bad.
Wasn't even good.
No, I do have a good problem.
Do you like a white wine or a red wine?
Now you're getting a little.
I like sweet wines.
Me too.
I don't. Not too sweet anymore.
I don't care if it's white or red.
I don't either.
But it has to be sweet.
Yep.
What's your favorite wine? Peyton.
Ooh.
Niagara.
Yeah, that's like grape juice to me. I can't drink that anymore.
I mean, I do love like a classic Moscato. You know what I liked? We had it here. It was in a blue bottle.
Riesling?
No.
Catawba?
Nope. It was in that blue bottle. No.
Pinot Grigio?
Mm-mm.
Pinot Noir?
Mm-mm. No, it was like a weird name.
Pinot Pinot.
Okay, I give up.
Pinot.
Sauvignon Blanc.
No.
It's just fun to say.
I like,
get the worst headaches with wine.
Yeah, you know why?
Sulfur.
Ah, sulfites, yes. Very good.
See?
Boy, you're good.
I know.
I do like wine. I do drink wine, but... Yeah. Okay. All right. No more wine talk.
Fine.
Moving on. it's the greatest wine ever.
Terrible.
Maybe it's the microphones. They suck.
It's not you. It's the microphone.
It's not me. It's the microphone. So that's where you're going?
Yep.
Wow.
We are staying at the resort on top of the
mountain. Brothers and Cousins in Love? What's it called?
The resort on top of the mountain is called... It was Kellerman's Resort from...
Wait, Kellerman's Resort. That is from... Do you know the movie? I know the movie. It's a song. Hold on. I bet you I can find it before you do it.
Should I know the movie?
You're a girl.
The Notebook?
No.
Well, I don't know. You made it sound like...
But The Notebook is not... No. Yes, but...
Should I tell her?
No. Hold on. Maybe she'll know it if I play the song.
Oh, boy. We could be here for a while.
Yeah. Ding.
Yeah.
No, wait. Hold on. I'm going to get it.
He doesn't have his glasses on. We're not making it very far.
That's not funny.
His arms aren't long enough either.
I'm not like Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh. Wait, can you hear that? This is that thing where they ask you, do you know this? Do you know that? All right, hold on. Oh, wait, it's not working.
She's not gonna know this. This is too old for her.
It's old, but it's a classic.
I have no clue.
It's a movie.
No. What is it, Dean?
Did you ever see Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
The girl. Do you know the girl from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
She was in another movie. It's a famous movie. What was it called?
I have no idea. What is that?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh. I have seen the movie.
Okay, it's Kellerman's.
But
this
it
is
went
the song.
No.
So in the movie, they tell you that this is up in the Catskills in New York. It's not. It's in Virginia.
They lied.
Yes.
It's movie magic. What are you drinking, by the way?
Chocolate moonshine.
Oh.
Mixed with peanut butter moonshine.
It's called a Reese's Cup.
A Reese's Cup over ice with a splash of Coke.
I'm sorry?
A splash of Coke.
Okay, we don't do that here, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
No.
you need to keep that extracurricular shit out of here.
Well, to be fair, it is her fifth drink since we started, so.
It's not.
It's not your fifth drink?
No, it's my second.
Oh.
We had a couple back there before.
Never mind. You were doing shots. Anyway. I would like to do a shot for Norm before the end of the show.
We should do a shot for Norm.
We should, because I really love Cheers. I know we're just coming to the end now. We should be, because it's getting late. But yeah, Cheers, my favorite show, yeah. And rightfully it was one of the best at 11 seasons. And every time George came in, I don't think I'm going to go out with Cheers. I think I'm going to come out with we're going to leave with George Wendt's best. Compilations, like his best one-liners. Do you know my favorite one-liner from them? From George Wendt when he walked in there and I go, Norm. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
And they say, how you doing, Normie? He goes, well, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Now.
And I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Atta girl. Look at her.
See? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Peyton, everybody standing in ovations for you.
I'm pretty proud of that,
that's
actually.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Did you just hear me say that all the time?
No, but people at work say it.
Oh. Well, you should have given me some kind of credit.
Sorry. It's the only line I know. It's a dog-eat-dog world. And I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
I love it.
I may actually go back and watch some old episodes.
You should do it tonight.
I might.
What else do you have to do?
Oh. This just happened, by the way. And everybody will know it, but Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, just died.
Hmm.
I'm more into Cheers right now.
See, is he going to?
He probably voted against the Tush Push, so kiss my ass.
I think he's another one of those guys that's just going to turn it over to the family.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you really should. I mean, would you turn if you own the Colts? Would you turn it over to your family?
If you have somebody competent to run it.
Yeah, but who, like...
No, I think Kelly could do it.
Oh, the wife. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. He goes, phew.
Okay.
All right, who do you think's listening to this tonight?
Doug.
Doug is definitely listening. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Doug.
I think somebody else is listening tonight.
Doug is our Cliff.
My mom.
I definitely think Robin is listening tonight.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. And thank you. And do you think her to be, her betrothed, is what listening?
My parent? I don't know. Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hi.
Maybe.
Hey, Peyton's doing a great job here. She has a great radio voice, better than all of us.
Well.
That's why she gets the big tips.
She does.
Where?
She
Rub maps.
Rub maps. Okay. No, we don't do that here at Adler Brewing. We don't do that.
Adler Brewing on Hampton Boulevard.
Wow. You should do a commercial for us.
Well, there is a back room for those rub maps.
Oh, boy. Okay. And yeah, no, we don't. No. No, no.
Okay. All right.
I think Doug needs to do an episode.
I did talk to him. I asked him. He said, sure, no problem.
He would be good at that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would come in and, I mean, he does have a different way to look at things a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind of the whole point of around the bar.
True. Right. You know my mom's going to have to come in and say hi one day.
I would love to have your mom in here.
Oh, boy, that would be a long one.
Oh, Peyton.
Oh, Peyton. She's so mean.
So mean. You should. You know what we should do? We should start her off by having her FaceTime in, and I can plug her into here, and people can hear her. She doesn't necessarily have to come in, but she has to call.
Smart.
We could bring her in, and Peyton, as moderator, could turn her on and off.
Oh, I like that. I like to have that power.
You a power trip too. Yes. At the same time.
Her mic will go off after like Mike gives her her third glass of wine.
Oh my God, she loves wine. That one.
Really?
Yes, she loves
Moscato.
Wine.
Good for her.
Yeah, just give her a little wine, and she's good to go.
Good.
And she likes to do yoga here.
Loves the pestering. Sunday brunch yoga.
Yeah. She's been pestering. When is yoga? And she wants to make sure that it's on a day when she's in
available.
Town. I can't do it the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd. Tell Mike. It's got to be on other days.
Tell Mike I'm free on this date.
That's how I feel about bingo.
Bingo. What's bingo?
Bingo.
Yeah, we miss bingo. We'll do it. I think we're going to do it for Phillies tickets. So if you're listening, which maybe you're not, maybe you are, maybe you're not, but we're going to do the next bingo. We're going to do Phillies tickets. Is that okay? Anyway, so yeah, we are running real late tonight, but it's time, I think, for us to head on out.
Yep.
Dean, our Norm, is not dead. He's still here. And when he comes in, we, you know, just like Jeff and Cindy, he hasn't opened when he comes in. So sometimes I'm not looking at the door, but when he does come in, I do like to yell, "Hey, Dean." So we don't have to say Norm or "Hey, Dean," but we can just, you know, say, "Hey." Usually you come in with the pack. You come, "Hey, how you doing?"
That's fun.
Usually come in with the pack. So when I see Kelly come in, sometimes you're first, sometimes you're in the middle. Sometimes you're shuffling feet like you've had a long day. And then we have Jeff and Cindy, and they come in. They put their arms out, and that's the thing where they do. That's what they do when they cross the finish line because they're big runners. I don't run. I don't like running. I don't know why people run. It makes no sense to me. Get in your car and go. I'd just rather watch.
If you see me running, you should run too.
Yeah.
Because you know there's an issue.
All I got to do is outrun you. That's what my dad used to say. If a bear's coming, just outrun the guy behind him.
That'd be like a turtle race.
What are those two turtles doing? That's what you're going to hear down in Virginia. All right. Anyway, so that's it. I welcome Peyton back today. She did a great job. Actually, I hope people liked it. She livens up the show a little bit. And like I said, Dean's here. He's definitely our Norm, and we appreciate him, and we're glad he's not deceased, and he's come in every day. I do have some... Oh, shit. Well, Dean, I guess you wish you were dead.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your death. Wow. Peyton with...
Wow.
Wow, she's heartless.
Oof.
I didn't know where he was going with this.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to say thank you, Dean. You're still alive, and your seat is always here. And see ya.
Well, I'm off. But, Sammy, can I let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
I knew you'd come back.
You did?
You can never be unfaithful to your one true love. You always come back to her. Who is that? Think about it, Sam.
Luckiest son of a bitch on earth.
Sorry, we're closed.